In the holy trinity of southern breads, above cornbread and hush puppies, biscuits reign supreme. Maybe it's their versatility. They're equally suited for breakfast and dinner, savory and sweet. Maybe it's their unparalleled knack for sandwiching around other goodies, from sausage patties to apple butter, gravy to fresh strawberries. Or maybe it's something spiritual, supernatural.
There's something magical about biscuits.
That's Jeffrey Dewberry, the executive chef at the Flying Biscuit. We sat down to chat at the original location in Candler Park.
I probably wouldn't drive across town to have a good steak, but I would drive across the country to have one of my mama's biscuits. I rarely meet a biscuit I don't like, but there's something magic about hers.
The theme of family runs through any conversation about Southern bread. Whether flaky, cakey, or pillowy, biscuits are often seeped in safe, happy memories of childhood. Their methods of preparation are a tradition passed lovingly from one relative to another.
The person that originally taught me how to make biscuits was my grandmother, and they were very poor, and biscuits were used in a much different way.
That's Carrie Morey, the founder of Callie's Hot Little Biscuit, a Charleston bakery that recently opened its second location in Atlanta's Virginia Highland.
They were really that bread of the table that was a quick bread that was made often and at every meal, or saved leftover for the next meal. And it was never made with butter because she could never afford butter. It was the leftover bacon grease that was on the counter from the breakfast.
And like most staples of Southern cuisine, biscuits were born of poverty. With just a couple few readily available ingredients, flour, butter or lard, and milk, you can cheaply feed a lot of hungry stomachs.
Unfortunately, we've become a wasteful society, but there was a point when you couldn't waste anything. You couldn't afford to. You know, the reason that we have things like ham and we have things like lard and we have these things is because people had to eat. And they had to eat through the wintertime when there wasn't anything. You couldn't just go to the grocery store.
And yet, through the dominance of supermarkets and fast foods, biscuits have endured.
It was necessity that started it, and then it was the love of it that carries it on.
Part of that love comes from making your own biscuits from scratch.
I think that biscuit making is something that is an art, and you need to get in the kitchen and get dirty and do it by hand. We're in a world where everybody's busier and we're always trying to make things more convenient.
But it's something about that handmade offset. They're not always perfect. They lean over. They spread a little bit too much. Sometimes you don't cook them quite enough. I mean, it's that sort of holds us together.
That notion of imperfection is a nice lesson to take from biscuits, I think. Like biscuits, people come in a wide variety of shapes, leanings, hues, and tastes. But we're all made of the same basic stuff. If you refuse to expand your palate beyond the specific recipe you were fed as a child, you're going to miss out.
You know, the way that I was raised is, you know, can someone come for dinner? Absolutely. Someone's down the street, they are walking by your house, invite them up on the porch. You may or may not have enough, but you can always whip up a batch of biscuits. The more bread you have, the quicker it fills bellies, and you always make room and add another place at the table.
In the modern South, there ought always be room at the table for each of our neighbors. And there's no better morsel over which to bond than a big basket of fresh baked biscuits.
It's about family and love and knowing that somehow in another 500 years, somebody somewhere for some reason will still be eating a biscuit. And I hope that they're doing it here in the South.
And if you should feel inspired to ditch the refrigerated supermarket tubes and start crafting your own, Chef Jeffrey has some advice.
One tip would be to make them and make them often because you just get better. You're never going to get worse if you keep trying because eventually you're going to hit on the perfect biscuit for you.
And that's the thing. Like a best friend or a spouse, there is no objectively perfect biscuit. Just the perfect biscuit for you. Go find it. Go make it. Go home again. For City Lights on WABE, I'm Nick Rogers, and this has been Fried Pies and Moonshine.
I'm gonna sit down in the welcome table. I'm gonna sit down in the welcome table someday. I'm gonna sit down in the welcome table. Sit down in the welcome table someday. We'll be right back. going down to the River Jordan. I'm going down to the River Jordan. I'm going down to the River Jordan. Down to the River Jordan someday. ¶¶